the Lord. The Lord is highly lifted up. Amen.
Amen.
Let us do the hymn, There is not a friend like lowly Jesus. You can sit down, please. God bless. You guys. With the message of this morning. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. There is no friend like you, Lord. We thank you for that. That the High King himself, the creator of heaven and earth, count me worthy to call me a friend. Lord, we thank you for this hour of worship and praise, and for the time of the message. Let it bear fruit. Let it bless the heart of your people, Lord. Those, Jehovah God, who are listening now or listening later, let it be a blessing to them in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, as you speak through us this morning. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. The hymn talked about lowly Jesus. So this morning, by the grace of God, humility, the way up is down. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are talking about what God does in the life of people who has embraced that grace of God and apply humility in their walk in this life, in their walk in serving the Lord, in their walk in every aspect of their life. When that is done, you will see that there is a promotion, there's exaltation that come from it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you apply humility, that's why we say in this that humility, the way up is down. Amen? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, when there is no humility, even in our temporal world, a lot of things goes wrong. People tend to disregard this very important aspect of our life. For this reason, brethren, fellowship of the brethren has scattered, been destroyed. Fellowship between a man and a woman and marriage and relationship has been torn down when the element of humility is not applied. Not just from one sex, but for both sides, both the man and the woman. Businesses has failed when there is no humility. People's life has been torn down and destroyed in different aspects. And when you look at the reasons, it is probably and many a times because there is no humility. Amen? Hallelujah. There's a saying that pride goes before a fall. Pride goes before fall. And it applies to many aspects of our life. When you don't apply that humility, it brings something that is ungodly. And we find out this morning that God does resist the proud, but does what? Give grace to the humble. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So here is grace, here is resistance. Here is grace, here is resistance. And it applies to every aspect of our life. A marriage that there is no humility is not going to last. In relationship with one another, and you are not applying that one honored time, honored word in honor, preferring one another, it is not going to last. Humility comes with arrogance. It comes with pride. It comes with ego. It is full of who I am, my own self-esteem, my importance. And so in this, you start to negate what really matters along the way. So we're going to talk about the spiritual, and we're going to talk about the temporal, that's the physical, how humility can be applied, how if it's not applied, the consequences, that is always tragic. Many a times while counseling people or listening, I saw where the problem started. It is when that arrogance, that pride, that importance, self-esteem, what takes over the common sense or the grace of God that applies or brings humility into our life. A great man of God who defined it in a way that simplifies it to me, his name is D.L. Moody, he says that the beginning of greatness Because when you have humility, you are exalted. When you have humility, you are promoted. When you have humility, you are into greatness. Jesus Christ, when he practiced humility, we are going to go there in Philippians later on, you see that he was exalted and given a name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, even till today, what? Every knee shall bow. But not before it says that he humbled himself, not before it says that he made himself nothing. Therefore, God, now I'm highly exalted him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Moody says the beginning of greatness, beginning, the poquito, the smallest part of greatness, is to be what? Little. The beginning of greatness is to be little. And he said the increase, going up from little to an increase in greatness, is to be even less. But he says that the pinnacle, the epic of greatness, is to be nothing. I pray that God will impress it to the mind of the listeners and the people here this morning, what it really means to get to the point where we are nothing. When we see ourselves as nothing, both to God and to man, both to the high and to the low. When we see ourselves as just as nothing, that is when the real greatness kicks in. The pinnacle or perfection of greatness is to be nothing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The spiritual law or definition that guides or directs promotion is when we lower ourselves. It is not when we pull ourselves up. Let's go to the scripture first. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 to 6. 1 Peter 5:5-6. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto what? The elder. And before the elder will say, oh my God, it's only to me that you will be submitted to. He say, yea, all of you be subject to one another. Some people will say in my language, to fear, me an elder submit to the younger. The Bible told the younger, submit yourself to the elder. But then he told us also, yea, all of you be subject to one another. And be what? And be clothed with humility. For God resisted the proud, but does what? Give grace to the humble. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. When you negate that, there's no grace. But when you apply that, there is grace. When you negate that, you are resisting, and God is going to resist you. I pray that God will not resist any of us in Jesus' mighty name. For whenever he resists people, they finally find themselves to be in dust. They are nothing. And we'll look into that this morning by the grace of God. Amen. Humility is modest or low view of one's importance of or esteem of their self. Now, humility induces obedience. But when you are prideful, it brings ego. When you are prideful, it brings a part of us that God doesn't want, rebellion. You are level. And rebellion is a sin of witchcraft in the Bible, which God hates. But when we walk in the humility that is in Christ Jesus, you start to see certain things that God has manifested. Certain prayers come to answer. Certain things come to put in place. Your relationship with others is a lot better. Your life is a lot happier when you walk in humility. For therein comes promotion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The Bible made it clear that we may have to stoop low to get the precious things of God. In other words, we have to go below. Many a times we are looking for the precious things of God in the higher shelf, whereas it is at the bottom shelf. Just like when you look at precious things in the world, the gold and the minerals of this world, none of them is stocked over there. You either have to go beneath, dig for it, look for it beneath, to dig out those precious gold, diamonds and stuff. They are on the ground with the dust. So when we want to build up our spiritual greatness, when we want to build up our life, physical, temporal, whether it be in wealth, whether it be in well-being, whether it be in peace of your mind, you have to walk in that nature of God, humility, so that God will also exalt you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One advantage of humility, I think it was John Bucan said it, say, he that is down need fear no fall. Amen? I have seen people go flat on their face. I've seen people just being humiliated. You know, in learning this lesson many years ago, when I started to learn about this, as we all, when it pinches, if we say anything and it pinches, you know this, it's also pinching me. Because we are speaking to one another. At times, you just have to learn the hard lesson like Nebuchadnezzar. I pray that God will not allow us to go through that to that level. But the truth is that we pray, God, teach me to be humble. Well, that's good prayer. But actually, you have to learn how to be humble. You have to control, work on your life, and say and know what to do to apply humility. It's a self-control that has to be applied. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? You have to learn to apply it, because if God wants to teach you, he may have to humiliate you to make you humble. And my God, it's not easy. You know, there was a case that came to mind. One of the first lessons in humility I learned, it was painful. I was just treated so bad by somebody who is rich, who was supposed to do me very well. Didn't do it. So, it left me broke and broken. About a year or so later on, this man was coming to where I am, and I wanted to show him that God has promoted me, even though I was still squatting or begging food with people. So it happened at that point in time, somebody left her car for me to take care of and traveled. So I decided to show off with somebody's car to this man who is coming to that place. That car is a miserable car, to say the least. Each time I want to show off with it, it punishes me. Like when I first saw my wife, she may not remember it. Part of the reason I love her in those days is that I went to pick her up with that car, and she wound up pushing the car for like 2 miles. But I never learned the lesson that God is teaching me with that car. I'm this my wife here. She pushed that car. I remember that place here in Yanejibo or somewhere. She pushed it because the car just packed up. Anytime I want to show, it's not my car, somebody else's car. But I pretend that it is mine. I'm showing off with it. So I went to this man's, where he was. And after everybody was coming out, I made sure that I was standing by the car so that he can see me with the car. And not just for him to see me, to make sure that it is my car, I had prayed for this car today, not to insult me, not to debase me, not to make me this thing. I came inside again, I prayed that this car will start. So I jumped inside the car. He saw me say, we greeted. I walked straight to the car, put my key in it, started to make me. I cried. I said, If ever God will have mercy, and let this car start, let this car start, I will be grateful. I tried again, it didn't start. The man have to push the car with some people for it to start. I hated that car. I decided when I have money, I'm going to buy a good car for myself. I will never drive this risky, useless cars again. My landlord has pushed that car. My wife has pushed it. My boss has pushed it. Everybody has pushed that car. At the point that said, my landlord said, Omo Igbo. I said, eh? He said, if this car no kill you, you go kill me. I say, for real? One ungodly human being. But he gave me two advice. Say, this car go kill you. Better give it up. An ugly looking car. That soon kind of stuff. Anyway, God has elevated his glory. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So Nebuchadnezzar was one of those that find out humility the hard way. You know, he made mistakes. But God was kind enough to even approach him and give him a dream. And say, this dream needed to be interpreted. So he brought Daniel, who interpreted it for him. The meaning of the dream was revealed to him. And an advice was given to him. So, king, yeah, listen to my word. For your tranquility to be extended, change your ways. Turn to righteousness. Humble yourself. You are king of the whole world. You are practically the owner of the whole world. But it is God that gives you this kingdom. This your education you thought you have that makes you puffed up, it is God. This your beauty that makes you think you are up here, it is God. This your family that is being blessed and promoted and everything just seems, it is the grace of God. Brethren, things can go wrong within a minute. That turns everything you think you are, you have, or will ever be to nothing in few seconds. So when we enjoy these blessings, when we see these blessings, when we live these blessings, remember to give glory to God. Not by your achievement, not because you are prayerful, or you are best fasting sister, or you are doing so much for the Lord. It all boils down to God's mercy and grace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So David said to him, Daniel said to him, O king, debase yourself. Come down from this your high and lofty height. Remember that this is by edict of the heavenly ones, the holy ones. And they can just switch out that button in a second. And you come crashing. They are kind enough to tell you what is going on. Now hear my advice. Abase yourself. Lower yourself. The king listened. Considered it. I'll think about it. He didn't think about it. Let's go to Daniel chapter 4 verse 37. Daniel 4. 37. Let's start from 34. I'll read it through. Daniel chapter 4, 34. Nebuchadnezzar lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returns unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I prayed and honored him that liveth forever. Whose dominion? It's an everlasting dominion. And his kingdom from generation to generation. 35. And all the inhabitants of the earth reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven. and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? Remember the army of heaven we spoke last time? One angel can kill 185,000 human beings, 24-hour period. And there are armies of them, legions and legions of them. He does what he wants in this heavenly place. And none can stay his hand. At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and my brightness returned unto me. And my counselors and my laws sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. 37. Now, the conclusion of the matter. I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and does what? Extol and honor the King of heaven. All whose works are truth and his ways judgment. And those, read with me, those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. Boom. Go down like lightning, like nothing. You see, he was warned, but he didn't listen. Until he has to go through the grinder. 7 years. For God to show him that this is not just anything, his kingdom was retained. In those days, in those medieval times, once the king passed or sick anything, his 101 children will be fighting and killing one another. His counselors will take over the kingdom. His military general will be killing. But when he came back to his senses after 7 years, he called his counsel, am I still king? Yes. Has anything gone wrong all these 7 years? No. Everything is intact. He said, my God. It has to be God and God alone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And now he realized that those that walk in pride, what happens? God is able to abase. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus Christ in Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. Philippians 2, 5, please. Let's go there quickly. He said to us, let this mind then be in me and in you, which was also in Christ. Verse 6. Who being in the form of God, now this is God in manifestation. This is actual heaven that left heaven to come down here. In the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Verse 7. But made himself of what? No reputation. Made himself of what? Of no reputation. No accolades. No great titles. No nothing. He came down here like a servant. Now, why does God say, let this mind be in you? I say that many of our life blessings has been hindered for this one major problem, lack of humility. Or even the ability to try to apply it once in a while. I have seen people so full of themselves that they thought or think that just because they have it a little better for now, that every other person is nothing. They walk in like king, they move out like king, you don't talk to them, you don't look at them, they just treat every other person, you are just basically nothing. And it is funny at times that it's even among Christians. Was watching a video, somebody said to me, supposedly mad of God, traveling to his heart. There are these, I'm not angry about that part. Now he has all these cars or whatever, and then come to his private jet. Is to see him practically walking over people. They were bowing down like he's a God, lowering themselves, and he's acknowledging it, and he's so full of himself and so happy, and so happy that I look at it and say, this is not my Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is not my Christ. He made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. How the angels marveled. Go to 8, please. Go on. Hurry up. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled. He did what? He humbled when he found himself in that estate, in that level. He didn't say, oh my God, I was a God. I'm still a God. I can be a God. I can call down the angels. I can do this and that. He said he put himself in that level. He humbled himself and became obedient even unto death. How can death kill life? But life allows death to kill him. He humbled himself. Jesus Christ himself is life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He allowed death to kill him. Life allowed death. That is how much he pulled himself down for you and for me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Not just any kind of death, even the death of the cross. Death that is reserved for evil people. Nailed on the cross. Go to 9, please. 9. Wherefore, everybody read with me. Wherefore, God also had highly what? Exalted him. That is when the exaltation, the promotion, the greatness. He said that the pinnacle, the epic of greatness is when we become nothing. In our own eyes, in our mind, in our thoughts. Wherefore God has also highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name. In 10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Not just in the earth, but also under the earth and also in the heavens. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. I thought of another man in the Bible, Abraham. And I meditated, I've had somebody say that years ago, and I meditated on that statement. Abraham was a very wealthy and rich man. He has 300 and something servants or something born inside his own very home. He practically owns the city. And God called him out. God did not call Lot out. But God called Abraham out. And in going out, he invited his kin, his kindred, brother, son, nephew. Come on, join me. And they went on this journey. And they came to a point that they come somewhere. And their cattle, their wealth becomes so great that there was fighting between the servants of Lot and servants of Abraham. Now, and I want to think, among us great people, me for one, if this kind of issue, what will I do? And Abraham said, you know what? There's no reason for us to fight. The land is open before us. Let's divide it into two. And Emmanuel will take the first spot. Of course, if it is me making that decision. Why would I call him out? Why would I be the one invited, my junior, my distant, and then I decide, hey, you are going to take the first spot. Who? They're saying, who born monkey? But Abraham did the opposite. He said, you choose where you want to go. And I can see the discussion, the heated discussion. Well, I want to be able to choose first. I want to go where I want to go. You know, it's not just because I know it is. Okay, choose, take. In honor what? Preferring one another. So Lord, choose. And choose Sodom. And after a while, Abraham went his own way with the second hand handout from the servant or from the person he is helping. There was a war. And somehow, Lot or somebody from there sent SOS message to Abraham and said, a nephew has been caught, children and wife all his possession taken. And I look at it and say, what will some of us do? Well, he got what he deserved. Amen? I'll be truthful. That's what some of us, he got what he deserved. That's the punishment of God. Rebellious young ones. He does not expect his elder. He does not do this. Let him resolve it himself. No! He armed his servant, went at the risk of his life, humbled himself to go rescue. To go do what? Rescue his rebellious king. Now, is that not the nature of Christ? Who though without sin became sin for me and for you? Died for people that despises him. And when it comes to the property that he recovered, they wanted to give him a portion of it. He said, no, lest you guys say you are the one that made Abraham rich, keep it in. He said, for the portion that goes to the people who went with me, you restored Lot, he sent her back, sent him back with all his possessions. Abraham could have said, my God, I've answered my suffering and the humiliation I received from my nephew or whatever I see, and God have visited him with judgment and stayed in his home and doesn't care, but he shows the love of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So now we see that God just have a way of promoting people who walk in humility. It is something you need to really practice. It's something you need to think about. How you treat your wife? How you treat your husband in this area? How you treat one another in the... How you see people that God has placed you in position above them. I've seen people just... I was in a situation. Anybody here, boar means like how you call a dog. That's how this woman was calling me at the days of my servitude under the husband. Bo, come, Bo, no, just doesn't even call me by my name. And years later on, when God has reversed the situation for me, she was living in a mansion, huge mansion, has all the resources of the world, and just the way it was, because this is somebody I knew in the household of faith. This is somebody that we fellowship together. She married rich, and being that I have poor and low estate, I was told by the brethren to go to the husband so that they can maybe with time help me to have footing in life. It didn't pan out well. Terrible. And she calls me like an animal. So I didn't know that things have turned really bad. came from the United States back and asked of her, he took me to show me where she was living in one room. My heart pained me so bad. Remember her glory days. Remember where everything was just perfect. Everything. And but the enemy, remember he called you a boy. Whispered that to my ear. I said, no, I will not remember in Jesus' name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because the Lord has turned my everything has turned around to the glory of God. I will not remember. I will remember God's goodness and his mercy that endured forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So that is Abraham and Lot. In honor, preferring one another. He humbled himself to rescue somebody he was helping. Now, there are ways we can ask God to teach us humility. A grant of grace for us to humble ourselves. One of those ways is fasting, waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord and fasting. If you know that you are one of those that have the haughty spirit, if you know that you are one of those that think you are, in your own self-esteem, that important. And you can't just let it go. And I know people like that. I know people that are full of themselves, especially in our culture, that they think so highly of themselves because God has favored them. And every other person are losers. And you are struggling to find that one of the ways to humble your soul is fasting. Asking God to subdue this carnality, this flesh, this nature that is ungodly in me. In humility, there is deliverance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In humility, there is healing. Even if the process has started with you like that of Nebuchadnezzar and you are going under the grinder, when you humble your soul, the Lord can turn it around. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? If there is a plan to put you in the grinder, and you are almost, your neck, your head is about to go into that grinder, so that the Lord can grind you like he did Nebuchadnezzar for 7 years, and then you come out, but it's not easy, it wasn't fun. You can still turn it around. Nineveh was about to go under the grinder. God sent one of the most woeful prophets I can think of. Funny human being. He was supposed to be saving souls, but I never seen anything like that. He was actually wishing that they, all of them would die. Just some of us. God sent him, he said, I'm not going. Jonah, go. No, I'm not going. Well, he got into the boat. Still wouldn't want to go. Drop him inside the ocean, boom, fish swallowed him, still don't want to go. Came back on the bank, still angry. Then Sandra shouted, 40 days, and the Lord will destroy this place. 40 days, all I have gone through in that belly of the fish will be visited upon every one of you. 40 days, you will see me. Every one of you. Because of you, you know what I have suffered? I took a ride that no human being should take. Stinking belly of a fish for whole 3 days. The agony, the rottenness, everything. So he was preaching judgment. He was hoping judgment. He was thinking judgment. And it was brought to the king of Nineveh. And he said, my God, I'm an unbeliever. What do I do? I think I have to appeal to this God. He did opposite of what Nebuchadnezzar did. He called upon the nobles. He called upon the princes. He called upon the princesses. He called upon the children, even those who are still feeding, breastfeeding. He said, every one of you go into fasting. Judgment is declared upon my household. Judgment is declared upon my marriage. Judgment is declared upon my ministry. Judgment is upon my business. Judgment, whatever it is, I will turn it around. Everybody go and call upon the Lord. What happened? They waited on the Lord. They cried unto God. And God told Jonah, I'm reversing the judgment now. What? You can't do that. I will. No. He refused to budge. He has built a shade for himself on top of a hill. The Lord allowed a little ant to go eat some of the shade he has and chop it and chop it and chop it, and the whole thing withered. And he said, just go on and kill me. Let me die. My life is miserable. God said, you are crying over a little shade. How much more this great city with about 120,000 or so souls? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can you see the greatness of our God? Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. And lastly, Paul. Paul learned to humble himself. He looks at all his titles, all his knowledge, all that is what, all that he was, and he said, they are all but dumb. Let me give you why. Paul was a doctor, studied among the best, Gamaliel, not among the best in the whole Jewish nation as of then. He's highly honored. So he went to the Ivy League of his day. There was a time one of the commander of the prison wanted to beat him. He said, are you going to beat a Roman citizen? It's against the law. And went and told his boss and said, are you really a Roman citizen? I purchased this with a lot of money. And you are telling me you are a Roman citizen. That cannot be. I said, well, yeah, I'm a Roman citizen. You bought it with money. I was born a Roman citizen, the greatest citizen of the whole world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He started to tell them, look, everything that I am, I'm circumcised the eighth day of the tribe of Benjamin, an Israelite, a Hebrews of the Hebrews, concerning law, concerning dedication or practice of the law. He was among the top Sanhedrin, the Pharisees of those days, the leaders of the church in his time. The Judaic church or religion. He said, all this I am, I count as nothing, dung, for the sake of Christ. So, brethren, there's promotion in humility. There is promotion in being humble. Come off your high horse. As the saying goes, we are nothing but dust, the shadow that appears and leaves, a flicker of light, a moment in time. What really matters is our heavenly home, eternal life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 So if you are listening to this message this morning, hopefully in a private jet, I'm not against that, beautiful home or whatever, great resources, this and that, just know that you are just a shadow, a passing thing. What matters is that eternal life. I'm going to read this. I want everybody to listen and then we close. We stated at the beginning about a wise man that said that beginning of greatness is to be little. The increase of greatness is to be less. The pinnacle or epic of greatness is to be nothing. It is different in the natural, where the need to break the glass ceiling, move up to the top of the food chain, and stay on top of the ladder is littered with dishonor and pride. Now, I want to say that you can be poor and still be prideful. In fact, some of the poor people are even worse than the rich one in some cases. You can know the scripture in and out and still be prideful. You can also be rich and knowledgeable and blessed and still be humble. We are not saying that because to be humble is to come to church in a dirty, stinking clothes, no. Or to go about in a rag or stuff, no. Or to drive some of those cars that you see like 20,000 posters or how many of them on it, saying everything and their smoke. No, that's not the case. If that's what you have, that's fine. But you can still be in that level and be prideful. God is not against you prospering and doing well. No. God is not against you showing in moderation his goodness upon your life. I say in moderation. That's excess that is just excess. And you will know it when you see it. You can do it, you can have it, and still give God the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen? So they are rich that are humble, and they are poor that are prideful, full of pride. No humility. We must learn to wear our humility in the heart and not in the face. To wear the humility in us, in our heart, and not in the face. The cloak of pretension does not serve Christ well. Pretension. Pretending to be what you are not. Like those wolves that run with the sheep. So the cloak of pretension does not serve Christ well in any form. Humility is not an emotion. It is not some pious feeling. That pious feeling can know it's not that's what it is. Or attitude. Or public display on the surface. Public display of humility. It is an inward decision to be like Christ. Amen? It is a decision to be like Christ. To let it go. To in honor prefer one another. To submit yourself to one another. To yield your rights. And still bless the name of the Lord. It is an inward decision to be like Christ, who was a high king that became a servant. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who was a seven-star general who became a foot soldier. Possessor of heaven and earth, yet he was manifested to us in a low estate. As we stand on our feet this morning, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We say there is not a friend like lowly Jesus. Who knows your struggles and is able to guide you till the day is done. Promote yourself today by asking God to give you a humble heart, a humble attitude, a humble outlook. Do not look down on people. If you are high there, pull people up with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do not leave them behind. As I said, all we are is because of the grace of God. So if you are listening this morning, it's Pastor Emmanuel Oba from Gospel Mission International, Phoenix, Arizona. We are calling on you to change your ways, to learn to be like Christ, so that it may be well with you. Do not be too proud to ask for forgiveness or to apologize. I've seen problems that will have been solved that later on eat and destroyed everything. That a word of apology, honey, I am sorry, a single word of apology will have healed it, will have made it better. But no, I ain't going to say that. I will not apologize. I will not lower myself. And so he went from bad to worse, from worse to worse, until he's bottomed out. Doesn't matter who you are, it applies to all. Learn to be humble, so that it may be well with you. Lord, I thank you for these ones and for myself. Thank you for your mercies, Lord. Thank you for the lessons you're able to teach us, Lord. You came from heaven, humbled yourself, that you might be exalted. You made yourself of no reputation. And became a man. And being found in the likeness of a man, you put yourself to that level. Father, I pray for myself and all of us who are here this morning, that this mind be in us in Jesus' mighty name. That we emulate Christ in our doings. That we follow after the fashion of that heavenly King. It's not an easy job, Lord. Therefore, we pray for grace and help. As we learn, hold us up, Lord. And I pray, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that if anybody here is already going through the process of the grinder of humiliation to recover, that Father, they learn that experience in the mighty name of Jesus. They will learn from the experience and come out of it to your glory in Jesus' mighty name. That like Nebuchadnezzar, they will say, I now know that there is none like him. That those that hold themselves high is able to abase. That they will be like Paul, who say, all that I am, all my accolades, all my importance, all my greatness, I count them as nothing for the excellence of Christ. Thank you, Father. Let your name be exalted in our life. It's a process to heaven. It's a journey to eternal life. Guide us day by day, step by step, until we reach that perfect day. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah.